Ladies and gentlemen, for the 832nd time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring the Black Hand of Mike.
Yeah.
As well as El Juperino.
What up, bitches?
Me, I am Mahoney, a.k.a. myself. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today? Hey, is this the Dune joint?
It is not. It is not the Dune joint.
Then I don't know it then. I do know it, but I don't know
it. Yeah, you know it. It's a, I'd go late 90s, maybe, yeah, right around 99 probably movie. With Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Box office garbage. More scat on the screen than a German film.
Con Air.
No.
Nicolas Cage wasn't
same
in
era. Oh, yeah, he was in Con Air.
I forgot. I'm thinking Jack Nicholson.
No, you're so... If it was Battleship, motherfuckers is wet on the deck.
60 seconds. Gone
yep.
60 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other one he was
yep.
in. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I actually did. I like that one.
That's when he was getting ready to steal the car. The,
yeah.
The this princess is the last, or the whatever the fuck.
Last the, car thing.
Yeah, the last the fancy
unicorn.
Car. What was that?
Monica? No.
Had a name.
Eleanor.
Eleanor.
This is the Eleanor car music.
So they really are going to do this Bad Boys 4 thing.
Oh, yeah. I just seen the other day that they all showed up. They had fucking Martin Lawrence old ass sitting by Will Smith's old ass. Getting ready to see y'all the fuck out of this one.
Fuck that shit. I ain't watching.
That's going to be so terrible. The third one was horrible.
I can't think of the last Will Smith movie I have watched. Like, I'm done with Will. Like, Will slapping Chris Rock made me not want to watch any of his shit.
Was it Hancock? Maybe it was the last one I watched.
I think I'm Legend is the last one I've seen.
Whichever one came out last, either I'm Legend or Hancock was probably the last Will Smith joint.
He got that one too.
Well, no, I can't.
I Am Legend 2 coming out.
Yeah, I saw that shit too.
How is he in that? Didn't he die at the end of I Am Legend?
Supposedly.
No. But maybe not.
He was in the lab because remember the fucking things came in the lab when it blew up.
But was he? Did the bitch open up the door and pull him in at last minute and he dropped a grenade?
No, because
they came out and he stayed in there.
The girl and her son were at the fucking safe haven with the antidote.
All I know
is... Yeah, but they could have left and he could have stayed hiding in the jump.
That's all I know.
No, the bitch ate his bacon. Like, she cooked the eggs and shit that he was saving.
So she probably saved him because she ate his bacon, bro.
But fuck that. Bitch, you ate my bacon. I woke up and saving that bacon for a special occasion. You ate the bacon?
I'm fucking you up.
Nah, you done fucked up. Yeah. You ate the bacon? Bitch, you don't cook the bacon.
Yeah, nah, we
in post-apocalyptic shit. You ate the bacon?
Dog,
bitch,
I tell you
what,
though.
You better get a Pop-Tart and a Twinkie and call it a day.
I'd have been run out of bacon. If I'm post-apocalyptic and had some bacon on standby, what am I waiting on?
The last thing I got.
What am I waiting on? Yeah, Emma gonna show up?
Yeah, I gotta get my bacon like, before the zombies get it.
Fuck am I hanging on to bacon for? Like, Emma gonna show up before the zombies
get it? Raw, it ain't gonna be the same anyways, you know what I mean? What the fuck? And they might not even eat it. They might just leave it. Then nobody's eating the bacon.
That's
right. Now it's just a waste.
It's a waste.
The fuck?
Fuck that.
First thing gone is the bacon.
That's exactly my point, dog. Bacon would have been gone.
The bitch should have gave him some ass for cooking that bacon.
Oh, he was never going to fuck her that night. That's what I'm saying. She pulled him in there, right? She pulled him on in that little safe, and the kid fell asleep, and then she done banged him out for the bacon, and then he was passed out, and then she just rolled out.
And she took off with the cure.
She took off with the cure.
I'll be right back. I'm going
to
go find
to take it for
her,
and he was just laying. Now he'd go wake up, and the dog had a puppy. No, he was a boy.
No,
dog,
dog got killed.
But it was a
he had to kill a dog. Remember, the dog got bitten. And he said
that he flipped. He finds a non-rabies dog somewhere, and he gets a new homie.
Now, well, looky here. Apparently,
so he said he John Wicked.
And then he takes on the whole zombie guys, all the whole zombie.
The only thing about that movie that I've respected was that he fired up an old car and was ripping around in it. That's exactly what I
was doing.
Oh,
he was whipping that motherfucker.
Yeah, if I found one. I don't care what it is. I ain't being picky at that point.
You get any car. You got the gas forever?
Well, and that's if, but you don't, though.
You don't.
That's the thing. Like, refined gasoline goes bad after a while. If you don't have a refinery making fresh gas, pulling motherfucking fresh oil.
Kind of run, it'll run fucked up. Maybe not 8 years later, it's in the tank, you know what I mean? But for a minute.
Nah. Plus, where are you going to get a battery? There's a lot of things at play.
Yeah.
Like, I would be raiding auto parts stores for days in post-apocalypse, finding car batteries, battery chargers. I'd have shit on tricklers. I'd be building shit. I'd be out there trying to make, like, an infrastructure that could maintain the automobile that I want to go ripping around in. You know what I mean? But, like, it ain't going to be like Mad Max where there's just motherfuckers with gas. You know what I mean? Like gas goes bad.
You seen Twisted Metal, didn't you?
Did not the movie, now.
It's not a movie. It's a series. Like it's that whole. It's not
a show. No,
it's an actual show. That's episodes.
I ain't seen that.
Oh, you ain't seen it yet, man. Sweet Tooth is my dude in that.
What is that shit on?
Peacock, I think it is.
Oh snap! I got a Peacock. I ain't watching that shit though. I need to watch Oppenheimer on Peacock before I'm gonna watch that bullshit, and I ain't even got my Peacock fired up.
See, I haven't watched Oppenheimer yet, because I know, you know, that's like 3 hours, you know, but
yeah,
but
here's the thing, though, Mike. You be watching, like, series for 3, 4, 5 hours, but you don't want to sit down and watch Oppenheimer. Like, here's the thing. To me, it's like, what am I going
to watch?
I'm saying, though, what am I going to watch? Like, some bullshit late 1990s cartoon? I'm not going to watch a fucking, like, what's that shit? When I watch Power Rangers, or am I gonna watch The Godfather? Dog, I'm watching The Godfather any day of the week. That's my point. You be watching shit this Power Ranger level when you got shit this Godfather level, and you skipping over that
because
it's 3 hours, and you'd rather watch fucking Power Rangers, motherfucker. Fuck you!
Like Titanic,
you ain't. Well, you wasting your time, dog. Yeah.
See that bullshit?
Power Rangers is Titanic, dog. Cartoon shows you be watching this shit. Whatever.
I'm saying. Get into certain shit, man. That fucking Oppenheimer. I'll watch it just to watch it. Like,
you come in here and be like, I watched a shitty ass movie because I was just like, fuck it, let's see what's up.
Yeah.
But you're going to not watch a movie that is like clearly going to be good because it's too long?
I don't know
long?
If it's clearly going to be good. Shit. I still have to watch it to see if it's going to be good.
That movie as bad as it could be in worst case scenario with who made it, who's in it, what the subject matter is, it's still going to be
because
a better
I
fucking movie.
I watched the movies where they had the fucking, I can't remember the name of the damn movie because it was just horrible. It's like, matter of fact, it had Denzel Washington's son in it, but it had all these famous motherfuckers in it, and the movie was horrible. And every movie I've watched that had like a bunch of famous people in it.
But here's the thing:
they set to fail.
You got to check out the reviews of what's out there on these things. Oppenheimer's well reviewed.
A lot of these motherfuckers are well reviewed, and they still suck.
Well, but that's because you ain't. Man,
you know what I mean?
I don't know, bro.
But like I said, I'm gonna watch Oppenheimer. I just ain't gonna make it a priority to watch Oppenheimer.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like I can cut on something and be like, all right, this is going to take me an hour.
But you're going to prioritize live-action Doherty Explorer over watching fucking Oppenheimer. And that's what my beef is. It does depend on what Dora
work
with. You know what I'm saying?
She might have that backpack.
That's just the devil talking.
The Jews and Mechanicsville devil coming through that mic. Hey, Mike still got that finger in his ass.
Shit.
Over here making him say shit.
He don't mean it.
Lord forgive him. He got that Mechanicsville devil in his ass.
With him right now.
Literally in his ass. Finger in his ass.
Be with him right now.
Like oh, man. But like, you got Axel coming out soon. He's supposed to be coming out with all that makeup on, man. They put too much makeup on Eddie Murphy, yo.
Oh, yeah, what? Beverly Hills 5?
4.
It's 4.
I think it's 4. Beverly Hills garbage. Beverly Hills Cop garbage. I bet it's hot trash.
I think that's not even going into theaters. That's getting straight dropped on
that shit is cold McDonald's, dog.
That's. Yeah,
it's gonna be cold McDonald's.
When it goes straight to Netflix, you already know it's gonna be some shit. Like, you don't even have time to be in the movies.
Although they say that Roadhouse took the option to just be in on Amazon or whatever it's on, and not in theaters because Amazon gave them a bigger budget to just go directly to Amazon than if they had taken it to theaters.
So what are they? Are they doing both or just?
No, one? No, it's just on Amazon, I think.
Really?
Yeah, but it's readily out there, but not
is it
having
out already.
Oh yeah, but without having to go to theaters, it can't make like it couldn't be up for an Oscar. But since it's fucking Jake Gyllenhaal being an ex UFC fighter redoing Roadhouse, it's not going to get nominated for an Oscar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's like different levels to what's going on these days with the industry and shit.
Yeah, it's all crazy shit. Like, I think motherfuckers have a better chance of being on something streaming than they do in the theater any day right now.
Looky here, man. I think that we could make a low-budget comedy film that would be potentially a better, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, product.
With just the fucking stupid shit that we just fucking ran. It'd be like a Napoleon Dynamite
I'm
shit.
I'm saying, dude, we could do something literally just in the car with green screens.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Like, if I set up my garage with the car and
like
that bitch
just
with green
screens.
Like,
just a fucking
screens.
Road trip fucking
exactly.
Quickie.
And then we go out there, we shoot a few scenes out in a few different places.
Yeah.
And, like, it's
just some dumb shit.
It's done.
Random dumb shit.
Exactly.
The randomest of the day. It'd just be like it'd be like the fucking Three Amigos shit different though.
It's feasible.
Man,
it's feasible. The way of the things are these days.
It was. I did watch the Three Amigos not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And forgot how fucking funny that shit
Steve
was.
Steve Martin,
the little fucking dude.
Martin Short, right?
Pastor who?
The pastor, Dito's the pastor.
Martin Short.
Liz Guani or whatever.
And Chevy Chase.
Yep.
Martin Short, Chevy right. Chase, Steve all Martin. Right.
We are the...
Band played. There's playing at music or something, right?
They're a mariachi band.
They're a mariachi band.
They're mariachi shit, yeah.
I just mean like the general concept of like doing a low budget film becomes more and more feasible.
It really is
the way things are these days.
The way things are because man, the big budget shit.
Hollywood is broken.
Unless you got some fucking CGI mesh of whatever you could throw together.
Well, like if like even with, I think we could even do like I feel like I am capable of doing scenes that are low budget type horror type shit with practical effects and such. Like it's all about camera angles and there's a lot of things that can be done. You know what I mean? To make it work.
Yeah.
Take old school techniques, low budget shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of low budget filmmaking techniques that could be applied by us or anybody that's just got, if you have enough good cameras and you know how to fucking like splice shit together.
Yeah.
And you know how to plan. That's the real thing. You got to plan your scenes. You got to have a script. You got to have something written out.
Because the thing with a lot of these is
so much shit you see
ending.
Is just well, but like a lot of stuff is just like, well, we do this show, we just fucking riffing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people think they can just go out there and riff like a movie together or some shit, and it's you're out of your mind.
You got to have writers for that shit because like
or a real plan and be a writer yourself.
I told my son with the story he was writing, he had a great story. Beginning, middle, everything was good. Got to the end, and he just like he half-assed in. I'm like, son, this is where you fucked up at. The ending is where you want to wrap it up real good and be like,
because he's looking to finish.
And that's what I told him.
Because it's a class assignment or some shit.
I said, but you put all this effort into this part and this part. You got to put that same effort in here at the ending. Because that wraps it all up. And if you wrap up the ending good, it sticks with you.
It's like that movie Sunshine where they're doing something. I can't remember. But then the last quarter of the movie is like there's a monster on the ship or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like really interesting, really interesting, really interesting. Cliche as fuck. Fuck this. You ruined it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I hate it when the ending is that. Where you're into something and then all of a sudden now it's like, ah, fuck. Nah, this was a waste. Like, I can't think of it. There's so much shit out there that is really like it. But I like the, like, Secret Window. I was surprised with Secret Window.
Huh? That was a well done.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was well done.
Because what was it written on the wall? Fuck. Something her.
I don't remember.
Her, somebody. It was the sweetest corn. He eating the corn with the braces.
Yeah.
That he done planted the body under. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
You was seeing all this shit the whole fucking time. Identity. I like the thriller suspense.
Yeah.
Let me think. If you can let me think and
Mike, we might have to write a movie, dog.
Yeah.
We make a thriller comedy.
And have him in that motherfucker.
I'm saying, dog.
He might actually get scared fucking with us.
Saying, dude,
like, I ain't fucking with child no more.
Nah, we would do it.
I ain't doing this shit.
It would have to be done over the course of many, many weekends.
Oh yeah.
And like, it wouldn't be concise enough for him to like freak out about. He'd be like, man, why am I doing this? Well, we just gonna keep doing this, and we're gonna shoot it 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and then we can splice it all together. It'll be fine. Don't you worry about it. Just do this, do that. Here's your motivation. The Jew is an actor. Could pull it off if he has proper motivation.
You give him,
here's what we're doing. This is why I did it. Alpha, real, all
right. This is the main character right here. This motherfucker himself.
Right.
Right, Jew, we need you to do. Jew it up, Jew. Jew it up, Jew. I'm about to. Jew it up, Jew. That's what I was born to do.
That's a rap song right there. That's a new unit track.
Jew it up, Jew.
What is that? I'm thinking of. Warm it up, Sage. I don't know. What am I thinking of?
I was thinking of Chris Cross.
Yeah, do it up, Chris.
Warm it up, Chris. I'm about to. Warm it up, Chris. That's what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Jew it up, Jew. I'm about to.
I'm about to.
Jew it up, Jew. That's what I was born to do. Live action, bitches.
That's what I was put here to do. Jew it up, Jew. Yeah, man, we changing the world around here. Low budget style.
Do a face off with him against himself, but the other version of him is like clean cut and proper.
They said there's this one cat that looked just like me at work. He's like a Spanish dude.
Did you meet him?
I seen him.
Does he look like you?
I can see it.
Did you roll up to him like, you what up, cuz?
Nah, I ain't,
babe. Yo, what up, Loke?
What up, Blit?
We could be possibly, maybe, but not related.
Where your mama from?
What was PJ's name? Adam?
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
Because I work with a cat who's got the same last name, possibly, maybe.
Okay. God damn it.
I think that's how it's spelled it. I ain't mentioned or seen that man's name in, you know, probably 15, 20 years, you know, probably since Kevin, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I have no idea who you're talking about.
That's enough.
That's enough.
I work with another cat's got the same last name. I don't know if they're related.
A lot of people do have the same last name.
Yeah, I know that. I think he live out in Maryland. So,
man, there's another set of bridges out here that are not related to me, but spelled the same.
I mean, it is what it is, man. Motherfuckers, there's a lot of motherfuckers a lot of times. That's why I don't say my name, because my shit is mad fucking uncommon. So I'm going to be staying out.
Your shit sticks out.
Leave me alone.
Like, all right, I know who you are, because I'm only one of you.
You only one of them there is.
I know your motherfucker.
I ain't no Michael Smith.
I know what stock you come from.
Right, I didn't see where you is from. You are just a simple, like, one of them. I am one of them. I can't deny it.
I know I've been running to a lot of motherfuckers I don't went to school with that I don't remember here lately.
Bro, I think about stuff and I'm like, I think back and I'm like, I can remember a lot of this stuff. Man, I can't tell you these people's names.
Bro, I remember who they are by when I look at them.
I could see them and be like, yo, remember the time that you and I were at this bar?
Yeah, but I can't remember their name.
And we did this, and I couldn't tell you your name.
Had a motherfucker the other day. This happened Friday. I went to the cleaners to get my shit out the cleaners. And dude turns around and goes, oh, shit. Yo, what up, Big Mike? What's happening? I'm like, well, fuck.
Go ahead, what'd it do?
What's up, man? Like, I knew his face. I remember us hanging out. I remember us kicking it. But I don't remember who this motherfucker's name was.
Right.
Here's a man, last time I saw him, he was, what, like, maybe 20 years ago. I'm like, yeah, sounds about right. You know what I mean?
You give him a card?
So, I didn't even have one on me. I said, I was asking him how he was doing. He goes, man.
Mike, you need some cards, man. I got some cards.
I got some. I do need some more because yours are better than the ones I got. Cause yours, yeah, I need some of yours.
Yeah, I'll drop you a handful. I'll drop you a box. I got some in. Speaking of which, I'm sending some to you, Kirk. I ain't done it yet. My bad.
So, look, he goes, how's your sister doing? I'm like, wait a minute. So, if you know my sister, you definitely know me because my sister is like my filter for motherfuckers trying to find me. They usually contact her first. And then she's like, yo, such and such is looking for you. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Or I'll be like, yo, put me in touch with him. You know what I mean? But this motherfucker's like, all right. So he has his coat on. and I see the initials on the coat and a last name. So I'm thinking maybe that's him, maybe that's his company. So when he leaves out, I get in the fucking whip and I call Face. I'm like, yo, do you remember such and such? And she was like, I don't know nobody by that last name. I'm like, fuck. I said, man, it's Big Country White Dude. She's like, yeah, I know the first name, but the last name is this. I'm like, I think that's who it was, because he knew you and me. She's like, oh, yeah, if he knows you and me, then, yeah, we definitely hung out with this motherfucker before. And I was like, yeah, but I can't remember. She's been running into people left and right out here now. I was like, that's what happens when you come back into this town. You run into people that you saw.
It don't matter where you go, dog. I went to high school in Roanoke. If I go to Roanoke and walk around for 25, 45 minutes, just any major thoroughfare,
yeah,
I'm going to run into people I know.
Yeah.
Like, it's too small of a town to not be running into people you know. I
forgot about a lot of these individuals.
I'd be getting like that around here.
Like, I would...
I ain't even go to high school around here. I'd be running into people like, oh, where'd you go to school? Man, not anywhere around here.
I was in the fucking store the other day, and I seen this shorty, and I was like, oh, man, that cannot be her. Because she looks horrible now. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn, that can't be right. And then I got closer, and I looked again real quick, and I'm like, oh, shit, that really is her. I called my sister, you ain't never gonna believe who I saw. She's like, yeah, man, she hung out with such and such, and they got strung out real bad. I was like, yeah, she looked like she been strung out, because this bitch went from model to fucking model body. You know what I mean? Like that fucking tripod looking shit right there, like tiny, just yo, hurt.
Yo, you know what happened to me the other day? A little off course here. Gonna left field you a bit. I was at a place that I'm at a lot, to be non-specific, and this chick said something to me in a ratchet kind of way, and I was just like, I thought to myself, don't be talking to me like that, girl.
And he's like, I want you talking to me like that.
Exactly. I'm like, but yeah, I like that, though. Because it was funny, though, because, like, to me, I was like, I could see how maybe I could deal with a ratchet girl, because she gonna give me shit in a way, and I could be a little silly with her and nice to her, and it might, it'll counterbalance her, you know what I mean?
Her, like, mean ratchet.
Exactly.
To where she gonna be nice ratchet.
Exactly.
Like, this motherfucker's stupid. Come here.
Right.
She gonna hit you with, come here, big head. That's what she gonna hit him with. Something like that.
Well, like, because I could imagine it. I was like, I could see myself being like, hey, you know, and just like, I could see how to play it.
It's, exactly.
And that was the real problem with it. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Mike saw the song.
Because it wasn't so specific, like, I could date this girl. Yeah. But it was like, she gave me some shit and some ratchet. She came at me ratchet.
Yeah.
And I could totally see how to play it. To be like, if I was in a relationship with a girl that came at me like that, I could see how to be like, oh, baby, I'm sorry, or whatever. And, like, do something that would be amusing to me.
Yeah.
But also be productive in the relationship.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And how there are other kind of girls that I can't do that with.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't take it in the way that it was intended.
Uh-huh.
Where a ratchet girl probably would. She would understand. She would be like, oh, you could be like, I'm going to smack the shit out of you because you're a stupid bitch because I'm being a stupid bitch.
Yeah.
But you're not like that. So, like, what a ratchet girl and I would work well together in is where I should smack the shit out of her if I was going to be ratchet too.
Yeah.
I would just come at her in some way that might actually make her just giggle about the thing.
God damn it. Like, if you weren't so fine, I'd smack the shit out of you right now. I got something for you to smack. Well, bring it here, girl.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it should. You're like, well, bow chicka wow wow.
Right. Like, something along those lines. Something along those lines. Girl, if you're going to talk to me like that, I'm have to try something up again.
You ain't gonna do shit, girl. Don't tell me what a good time. You been bringing on here, girl. Yes, whatever. I ain't got time. Yeah, but I do. Come on. See, that's what I'm saying. I can see that working out for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, nah. Like, I could, for the first time, I was like, okay. I think I could see. I think I could see how to deal with a girl that comes at me like that sometimes.
I'm picking up what he put down.
When she's mad, like, a whole lot better than the kind of girls I've dealt with when they're mad. Because
a ratchet bitch gonna just straight up tell you that she's pissed the fuck off about something.
Well, right. And if you could just be real with me about what you're mad with, that I can maybe fix it, or yeah, I can maybe just smooth it out because it ain't so bad. You're just being silly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're ratchet enough to, like, but also smart then you're going to know.
See, look, this is what's going to happen.
Then you're going to know you're being ridiculous if I point it out and not be mad at me.
This is what's going to happen here. This man's going to end up in a relationship with a ratchet chick. They're going to have fucking a heated, ratchet fucking argument, and then that's when the world fucking ending sex is going to happen. You know what I mean? He going to see the stars, the moons, and the mountains, and all that shit. You know what I mean? He's like, God damn it, it was like something that I thought the world was coming to an end.
I need a ratchet girl to help me burn the world down.
while we have sex, but think about it, right?
Because when I do the Emma Watson voice, she's fucking ratchet. The Emma Watson voice that I do is ratchet Emma Watson. You know what I mean? Like,
that's good. He wouldn't even think about Emma no more. That's that ratchet. Like, you better not bring that bitch's name up in this house.
Don't be bringing that bitch's name up.
Don't bring that bitch's name. Don't say that name out your mouth. You better not ever say no Emma. Don't say no Emma. No anything.
I don't hear no E names out your mouth. You better.
No word at all.
You start forward the word E.
You got a friend named Evan. You better not say it.
You better say that's my man Van coming.
Yeah, Van chopping by.
Van coming up in this.
Me and Van gonna be chopping it up later.
Huh? I got you, girl. Don't worry, boo.
I got ways around this, bitch. Like, I need a bitch when I say I got this bitch. She gonna be like, all right, then.
Yo, you know what? It's gonna be like Napoleon Dynamite's brother. And Napoleon Dynamite, when he had a do-rag on and shit. Yeah. Y'all found my soulmate. Oh man, god damn it. I saw that motherfucker the other day too.
And I'm mad chill about it, because that's how he is. Once he gets with that girl, he's like, mad chill.
Man, I found my soulmate, because she slops him down good.
I get a little wild on the podcast, but most of the time, you know,
I just
keep it mad chill.
Yep.
It's kind of like, I get not quite NPR, not quite Mesa Public Radio.
But I'm more laid back.
But it's like, I've seen some things.
Yeah. See,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand, Andre 3K. I get it.
Like, I understand. I get it. I get it, Dre. I understand how to relax and keep it mad.
See, that's it's now. I look, understand. Imagine that. We're
like, because that's what that to me is like, all I'm looking for is a girl that's ratchet and classy at the same time.
Yeah,
and
you
like
need that ratchet classy.
I need that classy ratchet.
Yeah, they out there.
That's what I'm looking for. I need a girl that when she gets ratchet, it's because she's actually mad and she's expressing herself clearly.
Yep.
Which is something that's very difficult to find. I want a girl that is a lady in the streets and ratchet when she's mad at me and a freak in the sheets.
There you go. Because that ratchet bitch gonna always be truth to you. She always
exactly.
gonna say
just
the truth.
Just be real.
She's gonna say the truth.
That's what I need. A ratchet bitch is gonna
be
real.
Like, motherfucker, don't be coming up in here with this bullshit. I won't hear your shit. This is what the fuck's happening.
How you really feel?
Yeah, exactly.
I need a bitch that's gonna say that. How you really feel? Cause this how I feel.
Well, this how the fuck you wanna know. You wanna know how the fuck I feel, bitch? This is what the fuck.
Sure.
Well, damn. Then the other day, he gonna come out smoking. Fuck. Well, look at that sky right there. Look at how blue that motherfucking sky is.
I'm gonna be like, you know.
Dude, you see this shit? There you go again. Every time you get ass,
Because you know, if she's classy and ratchet, she's gonna appreciate the beautiful things in the world too. So when I'm like, hey babe, come out here, look at this sunset, she's gonna be like, oh my god, it's amazing.
You know what I mean?
And we're gonna have like a nice moment. You know what I mean? It's not gonna be like, oh, fuck you out there always appreciating nature and shit.
That was beforehand.
Bring your white ass inside. You know what I mean?
Like, that's how you're gonna get summer. I don't want a red motherfucker in here.
Put on your sunscreen. Hey, put on your sunscreen. Like, she's gonna be.
You know you're gonna get burned. She's gonna take care of you with a ratchet.
Exactly.
You know you be burning out there. Fuck wrong with you? Gonna put that shit on.
I keep this 50 not for myself.
I ain't getting one of them fucking lobster, motherfucker. I don't want any lobster up in this bitch. If you come back lobster, you better have some cheddar biscuits, motherfucker.
I can't have you coming up in here looking like goddamn Tom Hanks when he came back.
Yeah.
I can't have you looking like that.
You better get your shit together.
You but like, but baby, I got that Italian in me. As long as I get a little bit of the red,
you need a base
I'm brown up real nice, girl. We gonna be good. Hey, boo, we gonna be good all summer long. Base, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I need that base. Real
I need
quick.
My base, and I'm straight. She gonna be like, well, I'm gonna help you get that with a little bit of this 50 SPF.
Yep, yep.
All right, boo. All right. I'm trying to fight about it.
Oh man, I can see it all.
I'm
happening.
Like, you know, I love you, right?
Yep. Boy, go on now. Go do your shit.
I'm trying to tell you. That's what I need. Boy, I need classy ratchet. That's what I'm looking for.
Boy, you better get on out here now. Go on.
You ain't got to have all your teeth, girl. They just got to be clean.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You got to have the top row, bottom row. The back ones don't mind, but you got
to have. Hey, like I said, you ain't got to have all. They just got to be clean.
At least 27.
And they
I'm saying she might have lost one in a fight. I ain't swift. She got that ratchet in my.
She has some spacers going on here, man. Like, you can kick a field goal through a whole bunch of them, man. I don't know.
She got that straight hand gap.
And all like five teeth.
Hey, that's a Madonna gap hands. If she's hot enough.
Oh, Madonna just hurt. Madonna was.
That's an old school Madonna gap. Remember in like 2001 or 1996 or something when Madonna
Tupac,
had that gap?
She was fucking with Tupac.
Yeah. When she was in a fucking. She was in a League of Her Own.
Madonna
can get it, man. She don't need braces.
League of Her Own, Madonna, yeah. Just like old school Lil Kim could get it. This new school Lil Kim, nah, I'm sorry. She looked like she gonna melt.
She looks like she already melted and they put her back together.
That's what Madonna looked like.
Uh-huh.
Now her shit don't look right. Like Dolly, I give Dolly credit. Dolly's plastic surgery. People need to holler at Dolly's plastic surgery.
Dolly does look good.
Like she gotta have a strong core.
I don't know what she's doing, but she looks good.
She's gotta have a strong core to hold them titties up on that little frame. Her core gotta be mad fucking just right there on point.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch is probably hanging on a bar, walking up steps, and then planking at the top like this, and doing all that shit.
Yeah, she's got a rock climbing wall instead of staircase.
Yeah, she got all that shit, because, man, ain't no way she holding the titties up.
Climbs up to the second floor.
Yeah. You can take the stairs, honey, but
I'm going to use the wall.
I'm going to use the wall. That's all. Anyway, she goes up it with, like, L shape. She's got her legs straight out. She's like, she's doing this.
And the wall's caved in between each arm, so her titties can just slide in between there.
You're going to have to.
Yeah, it's got concave.
She's like 2 feet off the fucking wall.
There's grooves, big thick grooves in between the handles.
Yeah.
The handles.
Fuck up these right slides. And singing Jolene at the
closet. I'm a little bit old, so I do put on the harness that way in case I fall. I don't burst a titty when I hit the ground.
But the harness is going to look like some lingerie because the titties is going to be out and ready and presenting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's.
That's why I fucking hit it with the luscious.
The luscious. That's what I'm gonna get on the truck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Antique tags.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because it is antique age, ain't it?
We'll be at end next year.
Yeah, 25.
I
told Kid to do that to a Jeep, because her Jeep's antique age.
Yeah, because you don't pay property. You don't have to pay property
tax. I told you, ain't got to pay no property tax on that motherfucker.
Inspected no more.
Yep. I told her to get some antique tags on that
Jeep. I don't
know
how many letters I got. I can give it an antique tag.
I don't know.
It still be six.
I think it's still six.
Yeah, I think six is there's only a few that you can get a full seven on.
Yeah.
Like, there's really a limitation on that.
Yeah.
And I don't think an antique tag you can go seven on.
I just need to go six. L-U-S-H-U-S.
Yep.
Luscious.
Lush us.
Luscious.
Yep. There you go. If the truck can make it that long, I got to give credit. Got
yeah, but you ain't worried about that. Look, he be hammering out the roof when it caves in the shit.
Me and Ken were talking about how you made that truck last as long as it has lasted.
Well, it's all because I came over and helped him put a fucking ground in it.
Like,
that motherfucker didn't work until I put a ground on that motherfucker.
That was, I don't know how it worked forever.
I don't know how it got here. Like, I seriously don't know how it got to where it was. I'm like, how is this vehicle even running? There's no ground.
I drove that for like a year or 2 years before that shit just didn't work.
There was no ground on it.
That's his guardian angel, I'm telling you.
It wasn't there.
When this motherfucker go, that guardian angel be like, here, you take over for the next dumbass. I'm out.
I'm out.
I did my job. He made it here.
Yeah.
I quit. I'm sorry. I repented for everything. Your turn, motherfucker. Your turn, motherfucker. Get your wings up.
Yeah, I mean, I got inspected Spectre dead in June. So
this June?
Yeah, this June. Okay. So July, I'll go get inspected, and then I'll just drive around my rejected
until it's so fucking
January. That's like, unless I get that welding kit and tap and weld that muffler together.
Just buy a new exhaust. Just buy an exhaust system for it. It will make the vehicle run so much better. Back pressure is an important thing. A system of exhaust that is sealed. It's not just something that they say you need for inspection. It's like something you need for your vehicle to run properly.
I got it. I just got to put it back together.
You got an exhaust system?
He got it.
It just broke right the flange, so I just got to put the flange on there and put it back.
You don't have it because what you got is a rusty piece of shit. What you need is to buy the exhaust from the header back. Buy the whole thing.
I ain't gonna do all that.
Buy the whole thing. Spend $700. I bet you I can get your whole exhaust for less than $700. Put the whole thing on, that motherfucker is gonna run like whoa. That's the way to fix stuff, bro. You're trying to nickel and dime your way through owning this vehicle. Bro, you throw some real money at it when it breaks.
He's
some real parts.
Nickel and dime with that motherfucker for all these years. How long have you had that motherfucker? What, 15
see, but
years?
You seen
nah, I don't know.
You see when I pull up in my truck, right? This is virtually the same year, but
yeah,
older.
Yeah.
How my truck look next to his truck?
Maybe five.
Brand new? Fuck you mean talking about what it looks like brand new?
I'm saying though.
Yeah, but that truck was, my truck was out in the dirt. Yeah. Growing trees and shit out for 2 years.
Yeah, but if you fucking put any kind of, if you put 2 G's into that bitch, that motherfucker's gonna run forever, and it's gonna be in really good shape. And that's my point. If you like, if the parts that you need to get yourself to the point where you could rely on it without ever thinking like, oh, it's just gonna be crumbling underneath of me, you could do for $1,800, $2,200, and you would have a vehicle that is highly reliable.
Nothing beats when fucking Layla seen you driving. She was like, "Dad,
it ain't got to be pretty. It ain't got to be pretty, but you probably need shocks.
Oh yeah, I need all that.
You need a lot of things. You know what I mean? You throw some shocks, some new brakes, and a full exhaust system on that bitch. Like, you're in pretty good shape. You know, it was like a few years ago. I helped you fix a bunch of stuff under the hood that was like fairly important stuff. So most of that stuff is where it needs to be, or close enough to it that something breaks, you can just fix it. You know what I mean? But like, you definitely need shocks or struts or whatever they are.
Probably both.
Right. There's probably something in the front, something in the rear.
Shocks. I've done the rear shocks a couple years ago.
But yeah, if you're riding down the road bouncing, you might need to do motor mounts. It'd be wise to do motor mounts, exhaust system, fucking struts in the front, and brakes all around. And, bro, you'd have a really reliable vehicle at that point. Like, you'd go out and push that bitch.
I think I definitely need a motor mount, because I think there's some kind of knocking somewhere around up in there. Uh-huh. I don't really know exactly what that...
Yeah, and here's the thing, dude. All these parts add up, but none of them are going to cost more than $100, probably. Like, every piece you need, I could probably get you for under $100. And that's going to add up. You have $1,800, $2,300.
Yeah.
But you're going to have everything fresh, and that motherfucker's going to be really solid. And dude, that to me is like, I mean, you know, so I've been preaching to my dad. He, you know, no big deal, but the wheel fell off the joint last week, and he almost died. But, you know, like, to me, it's like, don't drive until the wheels literally fall off. Fix the shit before they're physically falling off the vehicle. But, like, proverbially speaking, you know, hypothetically, it's a great little term. Yeah, I drive it till the wheels fall off, then I fix it. I get some new wheels, I put them back on, whatever the case may be. But like my Buick, the wheels ain't falling off of. I'm replacing all of the hub assemblies because the hub and bearing assemblies are what failed on my dad's car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm replacing all of them on mine because I'm just preemptively maintaining it in a manner that is a little bit excessive, but entirely sensible.
Mm-hmm.
And with your vehicle, that's why I'm always like, what are you doing? Like, you make a good living. You can throw $2,500 at that truck and have an incredibly reliable vehicle. I can get somebody to put the parts on for you. Real easy. You know what I mean? Like, we can make it happen, bro. Most of that vehicle, I think, is in pretty good shape. I haven't looked at the frame. I can't tell you if it's, you know, literally dangerous because the frame is rotten.
We ain't really worried about that.
But like, if the frame ain't rotten,
hey, I don't even have the kids in that motherfucker.
I don't know if the frame is good or not.
It's just you and the boat.
If the vehicle can go up in the air and the frame, the thing doesn't fall apart, like it's worth throwing money at. it's worth, because today's day and age, you can't get a good vehicle less than $6,000.
Yeah,
$7,000.
No shit.
Like, man, you can't do it. So throw it $2,500 at something is a really good fucking investment. Because you throw $2,500 at that truck, dog, you got a nice truck. You know what?
Oh, I know that, yeah.
It ain't pretty, but the motherfucker will run around really, really reliably for $2,500. Like, you could literally do everything for about $2,500 in parts.
Nah.
And you can't buy a truck for that.
No, hell no.
At all. Especially one that's going to run as well as $2,500 and that would run. You'd have a decade out of that truck. Like, I just threw about $2,000 at mine, and, like, other than throwing an exhaust system on it, I think it's good for another 100,000 miles. Like, straight up. Change the spark plugs, another 40 or 50, something like that. Plugs and wires.
Yeah, because how many miles is on that truck at this point in time?
Like 260 on the dash, so probably like 275, 280 probably.
God, about to say, didn't one of these vehicles had the dash didn't work?
That's the truck, yeah.
Okay.
Every now and then it go out.
Every now and then they go just tap the dashboard on the side like you used to do.
Yeah, it don't work no more.
Okay.
The whole instruments drop.
Everything
where they is, stay right where they're at.
Everything just goes to zero. He still
which going. Sucks for the gas because I'd be like guessing like a motherfucker.
But you only drive around here to the ponds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Dump truck.
Right.
Shit, I gotta go to the dump today. Fuck.
Yeah, you wanna keep it out of the high speed ranges and spaces.
I don't even think that truck could see high speed.
Oh, it could. Oh, no, $2,500 in it, it would go 100 miles an hour.
I mean, that's afterward. Well, I don't see
it. It maxes at 100.
Well, that's as fast as I'd want to go in it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I would want to put $2,500 in it before I got anywhere close. I
wouldn't take that motherfucker that fast right now.
Like, I wouldn't go over 50 miles an hour in that thing.
Nah, she rides good.
No, we've done more than that. When you had the fucking ladder strapped to that bitch and it was driving out of the road going, we going by 70 in that motherfucker.
Yeah, we should move.
He said, man, I can see her backside at 100, you stupid ass. Just shake it. Hang on, we're going to get to the vortexes. We got it.
No, I had to get to the fucking parking lot before the police found me when he turned around. That's what I had to do. That's what I had to do, 100.
I had to get to the parking lot. God damn it. This motherfucker.
That's why I was working the Delaplane. Or not, that's where I was meeting at the Delaplane lot. Or right, when it turns, whatever. And he hit me at the last little turnaround on that straightaway, man. I was like, well, we will see what you got. I see that lover hit them brakes. I mean, I was probably doing 80, less than 85, you know what I mean?
I got to see what you got.
But I seen them brakes for no reason. He's the only motherfucker over there. I'm like, yep, here we go. Said, well,
I've done it. I've done some crazy shit.
It's like a half a mile, you know what I mean? You go right under the bridge. You see the turn right there. You know, you're right there. I'm like, I got that. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the time I hit that second turn, I still didn't see the headlights. Or I saw him coming to see him way, way back in the bend. I said, yeah, he ain't got this.
Yeah, dude. If you got the right whip and you make the right turn,
I'm going to make that little right. I'm like, hopefully ain't no deer because the light's going off. I'm pulling right in the parking lot, lights off that little bit of quarter mile from not even a quarter mile, you know, once you exit.
You were really
right
high.
Back around.
That's
I was digging.
I outrun.
That motherfucker was coming for me, bro.
Excuse me. I would theoretically outrun.
I have.
Yeah. I try not to bring it up. I'm pretty sure I'm past statute of limitations on most of the things.
This is past 7 years ago. That don't matter.
Oh, yeah. I make mad clear on a lot of my shit, but I try not to talk about it.
You remember the Grey Ghost out here? The motherfucking cop that used to have that fucking Mustang?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that in the Supra. Blasted past that motherfucker. Well, didn't even see him. That motherfucker hit his shit. And I heard that motherfucker go, like, you ain't catching this bitch. I know you ain't catching
this
car.
Just put it down.
Man, I hit that motherfucker because there was like a little turbo button. I hit that motherfucker and that shit dropped. And then did one of these. I'm like, oh, we good, good.
So like it's spooled up. That's what happened. You got it spooled up. And like, if you've got a real turbo, get spooled up. Like, even on them old school joints, if you could get it up there.
My brother fucking, this is the car that my brother gave to me. Because like I said, I don't do fucking little vehicles.
Is it a stick?
No, this was it was just, fuck, I can't. It was like a 91 Supra. Was it 91 Supra?
Oh, I know the type.
Turbo, whatever?
It was the generation before the one that's worth all the money. But,
yeah, probably.
But They're worth a fair amount of money these days because people are JDM crazy.
But that motherfucker, boy, when that shit, when I hit that button on that cop, man, I was gone. Oh, he ain't catching me, not in this.
See, and that's the other thing, Jew. Even in the condition that truck's in, you could probably get $5,000 out of it if you put 25 into it.
I guarantee it.
And that's the thing. Those trucks are like stupid valuable. Like, I've decided I haven't had the opportunity to present itself in any of the vehicles that I'm driving currently, but people do have it, will, I'm sure, ask me, hey, you want to sell that? I'm going to just start saying, make an offer. What you got? Go. Show me the money, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
Come on,
like,
show me the money.
I used to say, no, it's not for sale. You know, but yeah. I've decided that in the future, I will say, what do you got? Make an offer.
There you go.
You know what I mean? You make me a cash offer, I will consider it. And if they, whatever vehicle I'm in, if they make a cash offer that I would consider, like they're like, I get $40,000 for that Corvette. I'd be like, psh, bet. Show me the money.
I'm get the title.
Show me the money.
Go home, get the cash.
Exactly. Let me get that together. You get your cash together. We'll get it all together.
I'm going to take a picture of the title. You take a picture of the cash. We'll meet right back here.
Right. Right. Well, you get this none. You know what I mean? But like, if they're like, I get $12,000, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Car's worth way more than that to me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I like this car. Like it's worth at least 20 to me because I like it. You know what I mean? You offer me well over that, I wouldn't even take 20. But like, I would be insulted at anything less than that. If you were like, "Oh, I'll give you $6,000 for that car," I'd be like, psh, "I'll kick you in the teeth for $5."
Man, I had a guy. This was back in the day when I remember Colossus.
Oh yeah.
So my car was an '84 Cutlass or Caprice Classic, right? This other dude, I'm at a gas station. I'm in Woodbridge. These brothers roll up. And they was like, yo, they had the same fucking car, except their shit was gray. And he was like, yo, son, I'm going to race you. I'll race you car for car. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He's like, you beat me, I give you this fucking car. I got my shit right here ready to give to you. And I'm like, you know what, man? I know this car will probably smoke your shit, but I ain't even gonna try that shit. Like, this motherfucker, my car, I considered Colossus was like the Blues Brothers fucking cop car.
Yeah.
Like, that motherfucker had ridiculous fucking godlike abilities. You know what I mean? And I knew I could get this dude's car. I knew I would burn him. But I'm like, nah, I ain't got the right shit on me in case you try to do something stupid. This ain't gonna happen. I'm good. He's like, nah, man, for real. I'll race you for your car, man.
It's got a cop motor, cop shocks, cop tires, yeah. Cop brakes.
He's like, man, I bet you I'll beat your ass. I'm like, nah, I know you wouldn't. Trust me. You're not gonna beat me, bro. This car is different. It's on a mission from God. You know what I mean? This car is different, bro.
This car is on a mission from God.
Like, you don't understand how this car does. Me and this car, we got this connection. We work together. It's like Christine right now. Yeah, you don't understand this car, bro.
You'll get in this car and it'll kill you before you have a chance to take possession.
Nah.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, with that said,
yeah,
we're gonna have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friends Show to a close.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to thank you so very much for listening.
Yes, sir.
We'd like to encourage you to listen to old episodes.
Uh-huh.
As well as new episodes.
Like, share, subscribe, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Don't bogart this bitch. Tell your peoples about it.
Everybody.
Holla at your boy. You got something to say? And, you know, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Little bit by little bit, ladies and gentlemen, keep moving forward.
That's right. Keep grinding on the things that you're trying to get done, because that is how things get done.
We believe in you.
That's right. Don't forget, we love you very, very much. We wish you nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
And peace be with you.
Go.
Peace. Trying to get that ice cream, cola. My nigga, hold up, things is not a thing.